a hint of Williams, and a hint of coward.
"You are old, Father William," the young man said, "and your hair has become very white, and yet you incessantly stand on your head. Do you think at your age it is right?"
"In my youth," said the sage, as he shook his grey locks, "I kept all my limbs very supple. For the use of this ointment, 1 shilling a box, allow me to sell you a couple."
"You are old," said the youth. "One would hardly suppose that your eye was as steady as ever. Yet you balanced an eel on the end of your nose. What made you so awfully clever?"
"I have answered 3 questions, and that is enough," said his father. "Don't give yourself airs. Do you think I can listen all day to such stuff? Be off, or I'll kick you downstairs."
And a hint of coward.
We all of us have relations, or crosses in life we bear, a gloomy group of uncles, cousins, and aunts. We meet them in railway stations, in Harrods and Chester Square, and always on the Channel boat to France. We have to be polite to them. They sometimes send us pheasants. We always have to write to them to thank for Christmas presents. These family obligations admittedly are a bore, but there is just one uncle whom I positively adore.